She long, she tall, she's 6 feet from the ground. She long, she tall, she's 6 feet from the ground. She's tailor-made, Lord, she ain't no hand-me-down.
Listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Léon-Joly Pelletier, and it feels good to be back behind the microphone again. That was Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with Blue Yodel number 4. And to kick things off, we had Andrew Marlin. And if you're not familiar with Andrew Marlin, you might be familiar with Mandolin Orange. So Andrew is the frontman of Mandolin Orange, and he just released not only one, but two instrumental records lately, and they're both really awesome. It's been my soundtrack to all these late evenings, curfew nights in Montreal. So if you're a fan of acoustic music, you like it kind of reminds me a lot of the Goat Rodeo sessions back a few years ago by Chris Thiele and Yo-Yo Ma. So if you're a fan of that kind of music, you should definitely check that out. So Andrew Marlin's, he's got two records out lately, so available wherever you get your music. All right, it's March, and March is Women's History Month. And here at CKUT and here at Bluegrass Ramblings, we think it's important, well, all year long, to promote bluegrass music by women. So tonight we will listen to a whole lot of female artists. Pretty much most of my favorites. We will listen in the next set to Rose Maddox, which is the first women to record a bluegrass album on a major label in the 60s. And we will also listen to, I think this might be one of my favorite banjo player of all time, the Lynn Morris Band with You'll Get No More of Me. And to kick things off, we will listen to Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. Well, this, ça c'est ma prononciation québécoise qui embarque, je dirais bien Alice Gerard, mais I don't think I can. So Hazel Dickens and Alice Gérard with The One I Love Is Gone.
Mama's a beauty operator, sister my heart till you brung the last teardrop from my eye. You won't be satisfied. So take your cold and loving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. You've never found the door to this heart. So low. Oh, your wayward heart and your tortured soul leave no memory worthy to hold. So take your cold and loving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. You've never found the door to this heart of mine. You'll get no more of me.
That was the Lynn Morris Band, which you'll get no more of me. And we've also heard from Hazel Dickens with The One I Love Is Gone. And also from Rose Maddox with Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arm. And this is from a record that's called Rose Maddox Sings Bluegrass. And on this record, there is Bill Monroe playing mandolin on a few tracks. But back in the 60s, Bill's label and Rose Maddox labels were kind of in a feud. So they kept it a secret that Bill was on the album, but now we know. All right, let's listen to some old-time music. We will listen to the Biscuits Burner out of Asheville, North Carolina. We will listen to the local Honeys out of Eastern Kentucky, and we will listen to banjo virtuoso Alison DeGroote and Tatiana Hargreaves with 8th of January. Thank you.
First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God. He preached a sermon in his jeans. Good Lord, he preached a sermon in his jeans. He preached that holy book with that casual fashion look. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God. From the pews, and he made the people sing from an elevated screen. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God. Guitar amplifier. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. He split the First Church of God. The old people said it would never be done, but he split the First Church of God.
Heaven when it comes.
listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was the voice of Anya Hinkle and the Biscuits Burner with Laurel Groove. And just before that, we've heard from a band that I cannot get enough lately, the Local Honeys, with First Church of God. And not only do they have wonderful harmonies, amazing songs, but they're also really involved in their community and everything around social issues, especially around the coal mining industry, because they are from Eastern Kentucky and the coal mining is a big thing down there. And I don't think it's a surprise for anybody that coal mining isn't a really a great thing. So if you're interested in learning about all these social issues that they are involved with, and just to listen to some of their music, go check out their Facebook page, The Local Honeys. And yeah, they're just so great. And just before that, to open the set, we had Alison de Groot and Tatiana Hargreaves with 8th of January. All right, let's keep the music rolling. We will listen to some Blue Highway, to some Del McCurry Band, and to a man that would have turned 97, if I'm not mistaken, 2 weeks ago, Doc Watson. We will listen to a track that he recorded with his son Merle. This is The Cuckoo.
Gonna build me a log cabin on the mountain, so high, so I can see my honey babe as she goes walking by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July. I've played cards in old England and I gambled over in Spain, and I'll bet you $10 that I beat you next game. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, and I known you from old. You've robbed my poor pockets of my silver and my gold. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July. My horses, they're hungry, and they won't eat your hay. I'll drive on a little further and feed them on my way. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
He'll cut 100 trees in an hour if he can. He won't back down. He'll he's a heck of a man. He's a chainsaw, gnaw, skin, tree, climbing, limb, dodging, turn, driving, road logging man. He works in the sun, in the rain and snow, cold winds blow. The reason why he works hard all week long, and a little while to wait for his payback home. He's a chainsaw, log, skidding, tree, climbing, limb, dodging, truck driving, rough logging man. He's a chainsaw, log, skidding, tree, climbing, limb, dodging, truck driving, rough old log.
Six by ten, cold steel and stone.
So don't weep for me, I deserve no sorrow. For you know where I am bound. They'll come for me, and by tomorrow I'll lie beside her in the ground.
Judge's hammer, I pled guilty and I hung my head. The man in her arms wore the name of Tanner, her brother that she had never met.
So don't weep for me, I deserve no sorrow.
That was Blue Highway with Don't Weep For Me. And just before that, we heard from the Del McCurry Band with Logging Man. And to open the set, we had Doc and Merle Watson with The Cuckoo. All right. In the next set, we will listen to the Greenbrier Boys. And you might not know the Greenbrier Boys, but you might know Ralph Rinsler. maybe not the name, but he was Bill Monroe's manager for a great number of years, and he's really part of the whole folk revival movement back in the 60s that brought all these northern states college kids to bluegrass music and really created a second souffle à la musique of bluegrass that was really in the red because of rock and roll. So he's pretty much the creator of what we now know as the bluegrass festival concept, right? To book a bunch of bluegrass bands and having all these workshops and jams. So that's all part of Ralph Rinsler resume. He was also a really good mandolin player, and he was playing in the Greenbrier Boys, a band out of New York City, out of the Greenwich Village. So it's kind of cool to listen to some bluegrass music out of a huge city like New York. So we will listen to them playing the Flat and Scruggs classic down the road. We will also listen to some John Reichman with Salt River, and on va écouter notre ami de l'Acadie. Je l'ai vu à la télé cette semaine à l'émission Tout Simplement Country, puis à chaque fois que je vois Paul Hébert chanter, je suis comme wow, c'est le Vince Gill acadien selon moi. On va l'écouter avec Les Ravages du Temps.
L'indifférence se propage en grande. L'épidémie, elle fait des défunts. Les ravages du temps sont capables de détruire les mers et les champs, même les plus beaux sourires. Forge comme un homme sans abri. Les maisons s'effritent au mains des années, et entre leurs murs un peu moins de vie. Les ravages du temps sont capables de détruire les mers et les champs, même les plus beaux sourires. Dans les moments gris, les ravages du temps sont capables de détruire les mers et les champs, même les plus beaux sourires.
Thank you. tune is a little girl in curly blue. Bites are high and her hair is brown. Prettiest thing boys in this town. Down the road, down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
Listen to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was the Greenbrier Boys with Down the Road. And just before that, we heard from John Reichman with Salt River. And pour les recettes, pardon, on écoutait Paul Hébert avec Les Ravages du Temps. Et on va maintenant écouter de la nouvelle musique out of Montreal. We will listen to Guy Denis in the Montreal Bluegrass League. They've just released a record last week. Go check that out on Bandcamp. It's filled with beautiful and amazing Montreal bluegrass musicians. And just before that, to open the set, we will listen to an amazing guitar player and singer out of Montreal, Jono Townsend, with his band, the Downhill Gang. They are going to release a EP in the next few days, and go check them out. I mean, they are so amazing. They will do a live release party show at the Wheel Club, on the Wheel Club Facebook page, Saturday, March 27th at 8 p.m., so mark your calendars. And we will listen to them with a song called Little Bit of Water.
Take us driving down the old Rideau. Is it Friday on the water? Cause even though those times it's far away now, I remember it was yesterday. Cause even though we're gone, all grown up now, I'll never forget those days. We were driving down the road towards Davy's old trailer where Paddy's been raising hell. We were strumming on old guitars, playing them a little bit too hard. Isaac would hit the high note with a little bit of water, a little bit of smoke, back when we were young. She's gone out east, she's taking up a job there. We would blast old tunes that her parents used to play and argue which was better. And then there's Jimmy. Jimmy still had tennis. But who am I to judge? 'Cause even though we're gone, all grown up now, I'll never forget those times. We'd be driving down the road towards Debbie's old trailer, where the body's been raising hell. And we'd be strumming on old guitars, playing them a little bit too hard. And Isaac would hit the high notes. Yeah, you grow old and find love and get on with your life. There's nothing that can change that. But I won't say that I don't miss those times when we drink until the sunrise. Wake up all the neighbors with a stupid drunken behavior. Girl, I was falling for you. With a little bit of water, a little bit of smoke, back when we were young.
That was Guy Denis and the Montreal Bluegrass League with One Way Track. And just before that, we heard from a new band out of Montreal called Jono Townsend and the Downhill Gang, with Jono Townsend on guitar and vocals, Daphne Vandal on the fiddle, Timothy Lawton on banjo, and Baptiste Casino on mandolin, and Samuel Brassard on the bass. And they will do a live CD release on the Wheel Club Facebook page on March 27th, 8 p.m., so be sure to check that out. Good bluegrass music out of Montreal. All right, and just like that, it's already time to me for me to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed the show and enjoyed the music. Before I go, we will listen to some Delamay and to some Lauren Jordan with a country goes bluegrass kind of song. We will listen to Seminole Wind, the John Henderson country classic. A pretty cool rendition of that 80s, 90s country tune. All right, make sure to stay safe, stay warm, stay healthy, and we will see you guys next week. All right, cheers.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the car. And in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
C'est toi qui commence.
D'accord. À tous mes amis super-héros, je vous invite à venir écouter à la radio CKIT 4-20-10-3.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was a 400 acid trip they took, you know.